As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A couple of numbers, Donnie. Ready? 8,291. 10,402. 37,713. 13,633, and 24,646. If you're asking me whether or not those are the attendance figures for Paul Skeens' home starts this year, congratulations. They're exactly that. And you can probably guess, based on the number, which games were played on either Fridays or Saturdays and which games are the Monday, Thursday, and Tuesday games. 8,291 fans on April 8th, that was a Tuesday. 10,402 fans on April 14th, that was a Monday. That was against the Nationals. The Pirates won that game going away. A Saturday crowd against the Guardians on April 19th, 37,000 plus. That was, I think, a sellout, if not officially, damn near right on it. Then you had the Cubs come into town on a Thursday, Don, May 1st. They got to Paul Skeens, like really only other one team had this year, and that was the Cardinals. The Cubs touched him up a little bit in five innings of work. That was 13,633. And then the Brewers came in on a Friday going into Memorial Day weekend, and they put 24,600 plus in there. Here's my question. You got Pirates and Astros tonight. The Pirates under Don Kelly are 10-22. No one argues the following point. They are playing better baseball. They are still pitching the daylights out of it with their starters, by and large. They should have taken at least two or three from the Padres. You can actually make a case that they should have swept the Padres. You can at least play the game of, if Henry Davis's pitch is correctly called a ball, that's a tie game. You have the bases loaded. Who knows? Somebody might break the game wide open with a hit. They blow a lead against the Padres in the final game of that series. That's not anyone else's fault. That's on them. Point is, they were still up in the game. You have the following confluence of circumstances. Paul Skeens, who is very much back to being Paul Skeens, in his last 32 and two-thirds innings, he has given up a total of 5 earned runs and 5 runs, period. The Pirates managed to lose the first 3 games of that 5-game run, which is just astounding. It also contains, of course, his first career complete game, which is a 1-0 shutout loss, where he went 8 ridiculously good innings and still took an L. And then they've won the last two, including that 10-1 thrashing of the Diamondbacks, which was Paul Skeens kind of putting a foot down. So you've got the team definitely playing better since Don Kelly took over. The team just looking like they actually have some energy and some fight. Reports coming out of the locker room, I think maybe Starkey said this or Noah Hiles, I forget who wrote it, might have been Noah in a mailbag, that the team after the Davis called third strike was as collectively mad and like passionate about something as they had been in basically a long time, if not ever, for I think Noah it was, covering the team. He said, like, that's as mad as I've ever seen this team, i.e. they give a crap at least. So you've got those two factors. You've also got kids who are probably either out of school or so close to the end. My older son's last day is a half day tomorrow, Don. Parents don't care. Like, if you got a 10-year-old kid who loves baseball and he has got a half day at school tomorrow, you're letting him stay up till 11:30 tonight if you really want to, because you just got to shove him on the bus in the morning, get him to school, and then he's done for the summer. So nobody's got a test tomorrow is my point. It's a middle-of-the-week game. I acknowledge that. It's a Tuesday game. But the weather's perfect. School is either out or about to be out for everybody. The guy who everyone wants to go and see worth the price of admission is pitching. And while you're still out of it in terms of the race, you're playing better baseball. You feel like it's a tale of two seasons. The crap that happened with Derek Shelton, whatever's going to happen with Don Kelly. I wonder what the attendance is going to be. Because I think part of the discussion about the Pirates is, have they won people back at all by playing just better baseball and winning more games relative to how many they're losing? I mean, they've obviously played better. They're one win away from just being a 500 team with Don Kelly. I think today is going to be one hell of a litmus test for whether or not people are like willing to give them a second chance. Because you'd think that essentially summertime weather in early June, with your best pitcher going, a game you absolutely expect to win. He's going against Lance McCullers, who's dragging like a 6 ERA into this game, who they had to get private security for because some drunk guy overseas sent him death threats because of a losing bet, which is a sick freak type of behavior, which should get you banned from betting for the rest of your life and probably in trouble with the law, which it still might. This is a game you should win. Like, I would think that I'm not going to like set a ridiculous number out there, but these midweek games, the early season games, 8,291, 10,402, and then 13,633. This is the best weather of the year. Like, I would think if this team is winning anybody back, at least for, hey, I'll plunk down some money to watch them play in person, wouldn't you expect 18 to 20 tonight?
Those are the exact numbers I had in my head. I feel like they're going to fall short of that.
So do I.
But I had 18 to 20K in my head the whole time you were talking about this, but I'm thinking it's more like 15 or maybe even shy of that.
If they get less than the 13, because I know the Cubs fans bring some of their fans no matter how crappy the weather is, and that was the 13,633. The Guardians game is going to bring a lot of Cleveland fans down, and it was on a Saturday.
That Guardians game was like the perfect storm because the weather was also great.
It was also good, yeah, you're right.
You had all the Cleveland fans. It was a perfect timing for a game, 4:05. You had the bobblehead that day. So that one's not going to be topped this year. I think it's pretty safe to say.
Yeah,
I would like to see around 20.
I think we've heard from a lot of people who are immensely and understandably frustrated with the Pirates, and I think tonight's game could be a nice little measuring stick or litmus test as to how many of those people, I wouldn't say have been won back, but have had the anger that they harbored towards this team. Again, completely understandable and I think justified. Cool a little bit since they've at least just taken on the guise of an average to slightly below average baseball team, because that's what they are right now. Under Don Kelly, they are an average to slightly below average, you know, baseball team. You want to call that mediocre, that's fine. I think you're right, though. I think 15,000 is probably the safer bet. The Astros don't travel. Their fans don't. There's not just like Houston Colt 45 hats sitting around in the crowd and Nolan Ryan jerseys unless somebody gets one of the throwbacks and thinks they look cool.
Somebody on the text line is claiming it was hard to find anything left on the lower level.
I'd be real interested if that were the case. Big Joe on the YouTube video comments said, I'm saying over 20,000. I think that would be very surprising. Very surprising. I'd be happy that people are at least allowing themselves to like do something fun.
Yeah, I mean, you have to at least enjoy, even if the team itself isn't great, like you have to at least enjoy the better parts of the team. And if you haven't had a chance yet to see Paul Skenes pitch in person.
Well, I still think that's a worth the price of admission thing. And he's also pitching like a badass again. Like he's striking out about a batter per inning. It's not quite like it was last year, but I think he's kind of turned up the juice the last couple starts. Really since the Philly start, it's been elite stuff from him for the most part. Going after the Arizona lineup the way he did has been really fun to watch. There's two Mulzies here in play. Tale of two Mulzies. There's the me yesterday who was like, part of me doesn't want this to be happening because I think it's going to save Ben Cherington's job and I don't want that. There's the part of me, though, that's like, I think about our boss, Craig, whose oldest son is just insane about baseball. Wait, his only son. Wait, I'm thinking now. Two daughters and a son.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it's two his son, yes. Two daughters and a son. His son is a baseball fanatic. And I'm thinking, like, is this the kind of game that would get Craig to get down there on a Tuesday night, even if it might be inconvenient? Like, I do think there's value in that. Like, I want kids to still like baseball.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.